Mrs. Hebel, why is Saxony Germany's number one cultural destination?
I'm very proud that Saxony is the first destination in the world that has been appointed official cultural partner by the ITB. During the next 300 seconds, I'd like to showcase why Saxony is the number one cultural destination in Germany and give you an overview of the rich culture and wow factors of our state. Did you know, for example, that Raphael's famous painting, the Sistine Madonna, is displayed in Dresden? Or that the first European porcelain, the coffee filter, the tea bag and even the bra, were invented in Saxony? Have you ever been aboard the oldest paddle steamer fleet of the world in Dresden? Or have you already heard that Germany's most beautiful hiking trail, called Malerweg, with its absolutely unique sandstone bridge located in Saxony-Switzerland National Park, inspired musicians such as Richard Wagner and painters such as Bernardo Canaletto for some of their most famous masterpieces? If you follow the track of Wagner, Bach, Mendelssohn and Robert Schumann, you can discover Saxony's multifaceted musical history, kept alive by famous orchestras such as the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra and the Dresden State Orchestra, but also by traditional boys choirs such as Kreuzchor and Thomaner Chor, as well as renowned music festival. You should definitely take a closer look at Saxony and put it onto your wish list of destinations to visit. But now, follow me to the source of everything that is beautiful and unique, to what began more than 1,000 years ago and can be traced wherever you go. The cradle of Saxony is Meißen, where King Henry I founded the castle of Meißen in 929. It is also home of the famous Meißen porcelain, which has been manufactured there since 1710, thanks to the legendary Elector August the Strong, whose eager desire to find a recipe to make gold resulted into production of porcelain, the so-called white gold. But this is not the only invention he's responsible for. Following his legacy, you can discover art treasures of immeasurable values. Under the reign of August the Strong and his successors, Dresden transformed from a town of Renaissance into a magnificent Baroque center with buildings like the Royal Palace and the Zwinger. Since then, Dresden art collections have ranked among the richest and most important art collections in Europe. Buildings like Pillnitz and Moritzburg Castle originated from that time as well. But where did this wealth come from? From the treasure vaults below ground. During the Renaissance and Baroque period, Saxony ranked among the richest and economically most important German regions, especially due to silver mining in the Ore Mountains that started around 1168. Towns like Freiberg or Annaberg-Buchholz, with their magnificent churches and bourgeois houses, still tell of their former wealth. Today, silver ore is no longer mined. But over 800 years of mining did have had, of course, a lasting influence on the region, its people and culture. The result is a mining cultural landscape of international importance, for which reason this area in the Ore Mountains received the UNESCO World Heritage title. By the way, another UNESCO World Heritage is located in Upper Lusatia. It is the first Pöckler Park in Bad Muskau. So believe me, there's so much more to discover. Modern metropolises, spectacular architecture and historical small towns. But one city you definitely have to keep in mind is Chemnitz, as Chemnitz has been elected as the European Capital of Culture 2025. So get a first glimpse of what we have to offer by visiting our cultural café Saxony during the ITB Now 2021. We have prepared an extensive program throughout the 4 days with a lot of cultural highlights. Take my invitation to have a closer look at Saxony, the official cultural destination of the ITB Now 2021, and see you soon in Saxony.